The Senecas are an Indian tribe of the Iroquois. The Senecas are an Indian tribe of the Iroquois Nation. Down on the New York-Pennsylvania line, you'll find their reservation. After the U.S. Revolution, Corn Planter was a chief. He told the tribe these men they could trust. That was his true belief. He went down to Independence Hall, and there was a treaty signed that promised peace with the USA and Indian rights combined. George Washington gave his signature. The government gave its hand. They said that now and forevermore, that this was Indian land. On the Seneca Reservation, there is much sadness now. Washington's treaty has been broken, and there is no hope, no how. Across the Allegheny River, they're throwing up a dam. It will flood the Indian country. A proud day for Uncle Sam. It has broken the ancient treaty with a politician's grin. It will drown the Indians' graveyards. Corn Planter, can you swim? The earth is mother to the Senecas. They're trampling sacred ground. Change the mint green earth to black mud flats as honor hobbles down. Recorded by Johnny Cash. A song entitled, As Long as the Grass Shall Grow.
I fear not the dark itself, but what may lurk within it. Welcome to Lurk, bringing you creepy, strange, and bone-chilling stories with your host, Jamie Jackson.
Lurkers, welcome to this week's episode. I survived the Jefferson County Bigfoot and Paranormal Expo. Really, it wasn't great. I will not be going back next year. And the hotel, just stay away from the Hampton Inn in the Du Bois, Pennsylvania area. That's my PSA for the day. Let's just say the hotel with the bloody mattress I stayed in when I went to the West Virginia State Penitentiary at least had working room keys. But all in all, we had a good time with the grandkids, who were excited to see Bigfoot and search for a lake monster. Yes, I said, see Bigfoot. The youngest saw him up near the woods at the festival. It's possible it could have been a man in a suit walking along the tree line. Either way, he saw Bigfoot. And basically, at this point, I'm just looking forward to the Whitehall Sasquatch Calling Festival that's coming up in New York, September 30th, which is just a little less than a month away. I'm hoping to check out a couple of spooky things around that area as well. If you're from the Whitehall area and you have a place to suggest, let me know. You can drop me a line at lurkpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, I just want to let you know, I apologize that this is going to be a little bit later on a Friday that this is released. Typically, they're available at midnight. It's probably going to be later in the morning because when I sat down to record, the neighbor's mowing company thought it was an excellent idea to mow the grass and weed eat in the dark. So I had to wait until they were finished in order to record. So I'll be recording much later than typical. Anyway, let's get on to this week's topics. For this episode, we're going to be talking about all the strange things surrounding the area of the Kinzu Dam and Allegheny Reservoir. I do want to point out I have heard the word Kinzu pronounced two different ways. Kinzu, as I have just said it, and Kinzua, which I read was the way that some Native Americans say the word. It is spelled K-I-N-Z-U-A. So I may interchange the two pronunciations. So one of those weird things might be the lake monster the grandkids were searching for. But first, let's get some background on the history of the Allegheny Reservoir. Like I've said before, History often holds the key to why a place is experiencing paranormal activity. The lake was formed after the construction of the Kinzu Dam. The dam is located on the Allegheny River in Warren County, Pennsylvania. It is one of the largest dams in the United States, east of the Mississippi. Located within the Allegheny National Forest, the dam provides flood control and power and created Pennsylvania's second deepest lake at around 130 feet deep. The lake is officially known as the Allegheny Reservoir, but is also known as Kinzu Lake and, to the Seneca Indians, Lake Perfidy. Perfidy, by the way, means deceitfulness or untrustworthiness. Little foreshadowing there. The lake extends 25 miles north, almost to Salamanca, New York, within the Allegheny Reservation of the Seneca Nation of New York. In 1936, a major flood struck the Pittsburgh metropolitan area, causing widespread damage. Congress then passed the Flood Control Acts of 1936 and 1938, which authorized construction of the dam. Construction didn't start until 1960, and it was fully completed in 1965, but it took another 2 years for the reservoir to fill completely in 1967. As I'm sure you may have guessed, there was considerable opposition to building the dam, mostly from the Seneca Nation. The dam proposed flooding of lands to create the lake, and that plan meant the Seneca were going to lose most of the historic corn planter tract in Pennsylvania, along with numerous communities and thousands of acres of fertile farmland. More than 600 families were displaced, and the Seneca lost about one-third of their territory, which was about 10,000 acres. The land in question had been granted to the Seneca Nation in a Treaty of Canandaigua, which was signed by President George Washington. Chief Corn Planter was a powerful chief within the Six Nations of the Iroquois, which included the Seneca, Oneida, Mohawk, Onondaga, Cayuga, and Tuscarora. Corn Planter fought in the French and Indian War and the Revolutionary War on the side of the British, because the British had made a lot of empty promises to the Seneca Indians. Corn Planter traveled to Philadelphia after the war, and he met with Washington and Jefferson, that's Thomas, to plead the case of his people that they just wanted to live in peace and farm their land. The land that was given to Corn Planter in the treaty was known as the Corn Planter Tract. It was established in 1796 with the allowance that Corn Planter could pass the land to his descendants forever. Chief Corn Planter opened the land to native settlement. Most of Corn Planter's descendants died during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. In 1957, the last direct Corn Planter descendant died. But sadly, this tract of land was going to be underwater once the dam was finished. There was also a rather large historic cemetery located on the land that the Seneca referred to as their Arlington, referencing Arlington National Cemetery. The graves were exhumed and, according to sources, mostly relocated. The towns of Kinzu and Elko were submerged as well. The Seneca attempted to stop the building of the dam, but nothing worked, and the dam and the lake became a reality. With all this trauma surrounding the area, graves relocated, some graves supposedly not relocated, as the Seneca have claimed, homes lost forever, and promises broken, it's not surprising that there are some paranormal happenings in the area. But what is surprising is the amount of high strangeness surrounding the lake. The name Kinzu is a Native American name that means fish on spear. And since the lake was created, it has become a prime fishing spot, including some state record catches. But record-sized fish aren't the only thing lurking in the lake. There was a report from a park ranger that divers who work on the dam had an encounter with a snake-like creature that was said to be very large. Allegedly, there was a video shown by the Army Corps of Engineers to some government officials of the creature in Kinzua Lake. The neck of the creature they had on tape was massive, nearly 2 feet thick. The tape had been made as divers were conducting maintenance on the dam. It also showed monstrous fish near the bottom of the lake. It's said that the divers now work in cages when they inspect the dam because they're afraid of the unknown lake creature and the car-sized catfish. Members of the Seneca tribe have said that there are rumors of caves and an underground system that runs from Kinzu to Lake Erie. Ancestral legends said that they were natural, but they were sometimes used by members of the tribe to move under the mountains faster than it would take an overland traveler to go the same distance. Through these tunnels, any type of large aquatic creature could make its way to the dam. There are no records of any lake or river monster along the Allegheny in the tribal history, so whatever it is must have come through the tunnels. There are also some other eyewitness accounts of something in the lake. A woman named Becky said, "My friend and I have seen that monster from the first Jake's Rocks outlook. It was about 7 years ago, maybe in the summer of 2000. To me, it looked like a Loch Ness monster-type creature. I did not see the head, but I think it was the middle of the body area. It was in the water between the actual concrete dam and the buoys that people cannot boat or swim beyond. Mind you, the cars seen from Jake's Rocks looked like a matchbox car. This thing was huge. It happened very sudden, but it felt like it was in slow motion. We both stood there speechless." Then there was this comment in the large fish forum on the Monster Quest site that read, "I too have had an encounter with a large fish where I live. I live in northwestern PA in a little town near the Kinzu Dam. We have huge northern pike and tiger muskie. It has been said that workers at the dam will not go in the water without a protective cage due to the size of the fish near the dam. They say that they are the size of sharks. I believe the largest muskie caught at the dam was about 6 feet long. I personally just visited the dam, and I can tell you there are some monster-looking fish there. As seen from the dam, the carp were huge. A couple, in my opinion, were about 3.5 to 4 feet. I am going to post some photos of those on the social media accounts. I can tell you my husband is adamant that they are not that big. There were a couple there that we saw that were, in fact, the size of my nearly 4-year-old grandson." And that was on the surface of the water. There was probably 100 easy at the surface of the water. We were feeding them bread from the top of the dam, which may be about 100 feet, I don't know. In discussing the idea of a lake monster with my older grandson, I commented that the size of those fish that we saw helped me believe that there is something to the stories. First, they were very large, and they were actually in sight. What might actually be lurking deeper in the water that we couldn't see? And second, there were a large amount of really large fish, meaning there's definitely enough there to feed a much larger creature. So there's a definite food source for something much bigger. But the lake monster isn't the only thing lurking around Kinzu Lake. Our buddy Bigfoot is also seen there. A 39-year-old man camping in an extremely isolated and wooded area was sleeping on the ground in a sleeping bag when he woke up and felt like something was watching him. Standing about 7 feet away was a 6.5 to 7 foot tall bipedal creature. It then just turned and walked into the woods. The color of its hair was dark brown to black, and it was about 4 to 5 inches long. The creature looked to be about 300 pounds. The face area was the only area not covered with hair. It was lighter in color and young-looking. The head was oval-shaped on top. The eyes did not glow, and the nose area was large and flattened. The creature had a flat forehead, and its mouth was large and closed. It stood slightly stooped over, and the arms hung below the knees. No odors were detected at the time. The evening before the sighting, the witness had detected a decaying odor. In 1990, two men were camping in the Allegheny National Forest. They were chopping wood when they smelled a strong skunk-like smell. It was followed by a loud scream or howl-type vocalization. After a few minutes, they heard a second scream or howl, but it was much farther away. They never saw anything, but they were certain it was an encounter with Bigfoot. Another sighting occurred at approximately 5:01 a.m. in a highly wooded and mountainous area. The witness had camped overnight and was heading out of the forest. They stopped the vehicle and they heard loud noises in the woods. A deer came out of the woods and up an embankment about 40 yards ahead of them. The noises continued, and then that's when they saw a tall jogger follow the same trail the deer took. But they soon realized it was not a human jogger. It was around 7.5 feet tall and weighed around 450 pounds. The thing was covered in stringy brown hair and had an ape-like appearance. The witnesses did see the eyes. They had no whites to them and appeared large and black with no glow. At first, no odor was present, but within a few seconds, they smelled a sour, sweaty aroma. The thing's arms came to within 2 inches of its knees. The creature took a step towards the witnesses, at which point they climbed back in the vehicle. The ape-like creature then took off down the road and disappeared into the woods. The air was pretty dry, but they did find one footprint, measuring about 16 inches with 5 toes. A Bigfoot researcher discovered 2 large human-like tracks near the Red Bridge campground. The tracks measured 13 inches long and 6 inches wide, and the stride between the tracks was about 58 inches. If you visit the area yourself, you can see firsthand how dense some of the forest is. Recently, I had a thought about Bigfoot. I was listening to another podcast about missing hikers, and in so many of those cases, it's presumed the people have died, and yet their bodies are never recovered, despite sometimes massive searches. And that's an accepted thing. Yet people constantly question why there's no Bigfoot body as proof. We can't find a specific person who we have an idea of where their last known location was, and we're searching with sometimes hundreds of people and highly specialized equipment, including helicopters and drones. But a small group of Bigfoot researchers are supposed to be able to find the body of a wild animal. I mean, if you're a hiker, please let me know how many carcasses you have come across hiking in the woods. Because I've been hiking for a long time, I don't really think I can say I've come across any carcasses in the woods. One, and it wasn't in the woods. It was walking along the dirt road that I grew up on, and somebody had hit a deer. It's a road. It wasn't in the woods. But if you hike in the woods, I want to know. I want you to email me, send me a message on the social media accounts, tell me how many large animal carcasses you have come across while you've been hiking. Back to Kinzu. A tribe member said they were not surprised there was a surge of Bigfoot sightings in the area of the lake. They, Bigfoot, hear the lament of the nation and are drawn to the land to heal it. It is a sign that things should be restored to a balance, for when things are out of balance, the spirits of nature are brought out into the open to fight alongside the people of the land. Cryptids aren't the only spooky thing at Kinzu Lake. It's also haunted. At night, campers hear strange moaning floating over the still waters of the lake. It sounds like a woman in mourning. Some Seneca leaders suspect that this is either a tribal spirit upset that so many graves have been desecrated and left to be covered by the waters of the lake, or it's the spirit of a woman whose remains were separated between her original resting place under the lake and her new burial location near the dam. There are many stories that indicate the area is home to many Native American hauntings, from sad and angry Native Americans roaming the area because of being disturbed after being laid to rest. If you're in the area hiking, you often hear strange and unusual noises, and feel eerie feelings in certain areas. One person was driving through the area with their small dog in the back seat. All of a sudden, the dog began growling and staring at the passenger seat. The man looked over, and there was a Native American man sitting in the seat staring straight ahead. Shortly after, the Native American vanished. At various locations in the Allegheny Forest, there are sightings of a ghost called the Flannel Man. People would see the apparition of a man wearing a flannel shirt walk out of the woods. He's tall and thin, with a scraggly beard, wearing flannel shirt and jeans. He appears and just as suddenly disappears. In the mid-1980s, a couple was camping and sitting around the campfire around 2 a.m. when they decided to ride to the lake. As they drove, a man suddenly appeared and was standing on the shoulder of the road. The driver turned the car around, but the guy wasn't there. He had just vanished. Another time, a group of families was stargazing, and as they were shining their flashlights, they saw the figure in flannel. But when they shined the light back, he was gone. And then there is the Seneca legend of High Hat. High Hat is a giant with a mouth full of razor-sharp teeth and a fondness for the tender flesh of children. He also wears a stovepipe hat, which earned him his name. During construction of the dam, even the white construction workers saw him appear and just as quickly disappear. It's said that he appears at times of unrest, which would explain why he was seen so much during the dam construction. He was seen so often that workers nicknamed him Abe Lincoln. As in, several of them would say, "Hey, have you seen old Abe Lincoln today?" There are also stories of witches in the area who were seen riding their broomsticks and who would slither down chimneys and put a hex on those inside the cabin. They were said to put out the fires in the cabins at night in the cold of winter, and they were blamed for cows not producing milk. You know, the basic witch complaints. Along with the witches was a witch killer by the name of John Myers, who, for a fee, would have the victim of the witch stand in front of a piece of paper, and John Myers would trace their outline. He would cut the outline out, pin it to a tree, and shoot the paper silhouette with a silver bullet. Somehow, this managed to kill the witch. John Myers is said to have died in 1821 in Warren County, Pennsylvania, but no records of that have been found. Some say he's still alive and on a mission to save residents from witches. We aren't done with the creepy and strange near Kinzu Dam and Lake yet. We got one more thing. We have cryptids. We have Bigfoot. Well, he's a cryptid. We have ghosts. We have witches. You know what's coming next, right? That's right. UFOs have also been seen in the area. Not just UFOs, but also USOs, or unidentified submerged objects. Many claim to see UFOs disappear within or rise up from the waters of the lake. January 2008, there was an account that read, "It was snowing very continuously that night, but the sky had that slight lit-up look. My husband took our puppy out for a walk while I stayed home. He proceeded to go north up the street and follow the main road through town. He noticed when he stopped a series of five yellow silent objects moving across the sky above the northwestern part of town. He watched them move so fast out of sight that he said it was in a second. What was unusual after that was about 2 minutes after the sighting, there was an extremely loud roar. He could see nothing, but proceeded home. I greeted him with the fact that our windows and doors shook. It hadn't been thunder, and it wasn't a sonic boom. The next day, many of the residents in town were talking about what had happened the night before. So, is the land cursed? I'm not sure, but I did record some EVPs that I am going to play for you now. Now, I did not have a chance to really listen and edit these ahead of time, so I'm just going to play them for you, and you'll hear what you'll hear. So here's the first one.
Is anybody here? reservoir.
So I'm going to play that for you again.
Is anybody here? Kinzu Lake, Allegheny Reservoir.
And here's this next one.
This is Jamie at Kinzu Lake, Lake Perfidy. Anybody else here with me? Anything you want to say?
Let me play that one for you again.
This is Jamie at Kinzu Lake, Lake Perfidy. Is there anybody else here with me? Anything you want to say?
And I've recorded two other ones, but I don't know if there's anything there, so I'm going to play them now.
Are you angry that they built the dam?
And then here's this last one.
Getting ready to leave, is there anything you want to say? Anything you want me to know?
That's going to do it for this episode of Lurk. As always, you can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts or at lurkpodcast.com, where we have episodes and our social media links. If you have a topic suggestion, definitely let us know at lurkpodcast@yahoo.com. And until next time, keep lurking.